One of us that's discussing some halachas of dika and beer for chametz, and halachas of bittel. The Torah uniquely by the iser of chametz. You find this iser by iseri hanoa and you avodazor, etc. But in general, the iser of the Torah is to eat something or to benefit from something. Possession of something is not normally the iser of the Torah. By avodazor, there's an iser of having avodazor. By chametz, there's an iser of having chametz in your possession and your property on Pesach. The Torah says this in the language of the pasuk v'lo yira el chametz. And the pasuk says, "Well, you must say by matechem," which is referred to by Chazal as by yirah, by yimotze. The word baal, it's spelled beis lamed. It means not like baal tashkis. Doesn't mean the owner of tashkis. Baal with an ayin. It means not to. This is the language of Chazal. But the word of the Torah is lo yireh and lo yireh elcha, but lo yimotze. Beyond that, there's also a mitzvah to say in the Torah of Tashbis, there's a mitzvah to say in the Torah to remove Sa'or, which Chazal said is not only Sa'or but also Chometz, from your possession on Pesach. So there's an issue of owning Chometz on Pesach, having Chometz in your possession on Pesach. The Torah says the Lashon of V'lo Yireh L'cha. So Chazal understands that this issue only means if it's Shalcha, if it's yours. Shalcha Yetaroya. If it's yours, it's a problem. But if somebody else's, if it belongs to a non-Jew, if somebody else's, another Jew, you have a mitzvah to help him remove it. Maybe you have an issur of your own. If it belongs to a non-Jew, it's not going to be an issur. That being said, if you have responsibility on it, then more learns out, and a person is a shomer for the non-Jew, it's considered in some ways like it's his, and also you'd have to remove it. So the Torah issur is only if you own something. So therefore, one of the ways to remove chametz in your possession would be to sell it to a non-Jew, and that's what's known as mechiras chametz. The Gemara does not discuss this option of selling it to a non-Jew. It's mentioned in the Tosefta. In the case where a person does not have another option, how to do it, here is mentioned. But in general, the approach which the Gemara talks about is the approach of both bedika with beer and the approach of bitzel. So I'd like to talk about the approach of bedika and beer for a moment. We'll talk about bitzel method a little bit more tomorrow. So bedika and beer is a fascinating thing. You have to remove it. You have to destroy the chametz. You have to take the chametz and destroy it. You don't have any chametz anymore. Why do you have to do bedika? Why don't you just say that, okay, whatever chametz I see, I have to destroy. Why am I mechuyev to assume that I have to go start looking all over? You find this halacha in many areas. You find this halacha by bedikas toloim. I have to look for the insects in my lettuce. Don't eat an insect. I don't see any insects. See no evil, hear no evil, right? I don't see any insects. What I have to worry about? What I have to check for bugs? Why are certain fruits or vegetables I don't have to check? Where do we draw this line that you have a responsibility to look for a problem? So the assumption is that something which, if there's a good probability there's going to be a problem, I have to look for it. So you're right. If I have a fruit or vegetable which in general is never infested, it's a type of fruit which bugs don't get into, I don't have to check that. Or if I can establish a type of a chazaka, that this is a type of a fruit or vegetable which does not have insects in it, I don't have to check for that. But something which there's a probability that there's going to be something there which is problematic, I can't ignore that possibility. I have to be concerned with that possibility. So since chametz is something which in general is found in our homes, we use chametz throughout the year, so therefore we have a chiyuv to not only to destroy the chametz but to look beforehand to see if it's there. And yes, if we have an area which we believe in general is not used for chametz, so then we have a question: do I have to check that area? So we say, you know what? You never know. It's a possibility that you might have used that. But that being said, if a person has an area which he designates specifically not to use for chametz, he does not allow chametz into that area. He does not need to check that area because he knows beforehand. So Chazal say something you don't think about, you don't realize. So it's a possibility you brought chametz in there, you didn't realize. So I probably didn't use chametz here. I don't remember, but that you can't rely on. But an area which you made a decision beforehand, you designated, you may not use chametz in this room. So that area you do not need to check, because you're not equipped. You could assume that you followed your rules that you made for yourself, and you do not bring chametz into that area. So you have an area which is not, where chametz would not be, specifically is not supposed to be there, you would not need to check for. But the average area, not only do you have to destroy it, you have to look, because you have to be concerned about the possibility. Over the year, the nature of usage is such that we bring chametz into many different areas. Last but not least, if you have children in your home, So even if you make a decision not to be chametz to that area, children do not necessarily follow those decisions. I'll just give you one quick story and let you go. So I have a friend of mine that he told me he had the back of his house. He never allowed chametz in the back of the house. That was, you know, never. No, so he never checked the back of his house, etc. His son decided to propose him to take a stack of crackers and put one cracker in every drawer in every room of every house. So now he had chametz throughout every single place in his house. His son did him, his 2-year-old son did him a favor. He climbed on the chairs. He made a decision. He's going to put a cracker in every drawer of every dresser of every place in every room in the whole house. So it happens. You have young children, these rules do not apply. You have to be concerned that it says if you have achborim or young children. So I'm not, which one's worse? So if you have young children, you have to be concerned about this possibility that chametz is brought everywhere. Have a good morning.